Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, right? Is that what we want? We want everybody to be part of the solution. And I'm telling you what, if you get informed and you do this, it's great. It works out so much better. All right. Hey, head over to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, man, beating his brains out to make a way for some of us on the air to make a few bucks for you to get a great product made here in America. That's right, right here in America. But seriously, the man uses his own money to fight all those issues, all those things that you and I are on the same page with. So let's go ahead and, you know, again, you honor him by buying American. Buying from his plant. No, he's not going out of business. You know, I like how the left was. He was upgrading equipment and other things, selling some equipment off. And he said, "Oh, Eric Olds, done. He's finished. He's going down fast." He went down nowhere. Yeah, there was no problem. Anyway, MyPillow.com. Look, guys, pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattresses. I love the towels. Really do, truly love the towels. And you know what? And the nice thing about all of this, the good thing about all of this, is again, he's got Americans working there. He's keeping the money here in this country. Why is that so bad? MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out, you'll save a boatload of money. You'll be very happy with your purchase, and you keep the money here in this country. All right. Man, I got so much I want to get to, and I mean so much I want to get to. This whole thing with Trump and I'm going to play some clips over the series the next few hours, really. And what I love about this is how Dems have, I call it selective recall, right? They forgot that they have, I think, in the last 17 elections or so. Now, those are the presidential and non-presidential elections. They have pushed back against, called out fraud in 5 presidential elections. How they have forgotten. Obviously, they don't really care. I mean, you think about Hillary, all the big names that you know have made a stink about presidential elections. Seriously. And yet, they conveniently forgot that. So, I'm thinking that maybe if we put this all together, then we can go to the DOJ. Yeah, we can go to the DOJ and say, hey, look, they were election deniers, too. I mean, Hillary Clinton talked about how she lost hers. It was stolen from her. Al Gore said it was stolen from him. I'm just trying to understand. Are we using the same basic guidelines or not? And Obama, I mean, seriously, he had a great revelation at one time over what happened to his race or what happens in these elections. Take a listen. You might enjoy this.
It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
Did he just say that? When people are in power, well, who's in power, Barack? Right now? I don't know. Maybe I've never said I was the smartest guy in the room. That's why I'm looking for help here. That deserves one more play. What do you think?
It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
Oh, you think so? Yeah, really. And maybe weaponize the DOJ? I don't know. I'm just guessing here. I mean, seriously. And then you've got, if you really look, and you don't have to be legal, you really don't. Just pay attention to some detail. But a federal judge in Florida came out swinging against the DOJ. She's pretty much had it with them, the games that they're playing. Right? So Jack Smith wants to use an out-of-state grand jury to continue the investigation there in Florida. Right? Well, he has no right to. It's unprecedented. Right? A jury of your peers, a jury from... I mean, these crimes took place, or alleged crimes, excuse me, took place in Florida. So why? I wonder why. Anybody want to take a guess as to why they'd want to use a D.C. grand jury? What do you think? Anyway. Yeah, like I said, she came out. Judge Aline Cannon of Southern District of Florida. Now, she's presiding over the case that stems from a Miami grand jury's June indictment of Trump. She denied a DOJ's request to seal these filings so nobody could see them. She also wanted more information from the prosecutors about the continued use of the out-of-state grand jury to investigate the case. Now, the special counsel states in conclusionary terms that the supplement should be sealed for public view to make sure the grand jury secrecy, like nobody knows who the grand jury is, and make sure they don't know what they were talking about or what they were shown, just because they know that their case doesn't exist. I mean, for all intents and purposes, right, this is the dossier round two. Seriously. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Kimberly Wren joins me. I'm sure she'll have a lot to say about this. Be back in a few minutes.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to
no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Give a call. Love to know what you think. You know, earlier today, there has been clips going all around the place, actually, about this with moms and family members and what have you. And a father of a fallen Marine, Darren Hoover, he kind of let Biden know exactly what he, or how he feels about what that man did, what that supposed president did in Afghanistan. Take a listen.
In closing, I'm calling out Secretary Blinken, Secretary Austin, General Milley, General McKenzie, Lieutenant Colonel Whitehead, who could not give the order to the snipers to take out the bomber before he detonated his vest and ultimately the president. Do what our son did. Be a grown-ass man. Admit to your mistakes. Learn from them so that this doesn't happen ever, ever again. You all need to resign immediately. Our sons and daughters have more integrity in their little toes than every one of them combined. You owe it to our families here today, to the other Gold and Silver Star families that have gone before, and most of all to the veterans who have given so much for this country so that we have the freedoms that we enjoy today. Thank you.
Thank you. Kimberly Marin joins me to discuss that and so much more. Kimberly, you know what? Those cold-hearted SOBs didn't get moved by that at all. That's the sad part.
No, because they don't care. They only care about themselves and enriching themselves and pushing their extreme left-wing agenda. They care nothing. Remember, the end justifies the means. They knew what they were doing in Afghanistan would weaken us in the world. They knew there was a potential for people to get killed. I mean, the fact that there was a sniper that could have taken out the bomber and they didn't let him do it shows you right there that they killed those troops. They killed them.
But you said it before. They don't care. That's really what it boils down to. They don't care. Soldiers are commodities. They could just get, you know, whatever. If they lose them, they lose them. Not a big deal. It's scary. It is extremely scary.
Well, to the military-industrial complex, soldiers have always been a commodity. They care nothing about them. Nothing. Their lives are just, you know, traded while they earn money, and they make money off of wars. So, yeah, and Biden certainly doesn't care.
You know, I put that out. I put that out on my email blast, that video, and I have got some email responses that I can't even read on the air.
Okay, wow.
I mean, because they hate him so much now, and that's why I say to you, my fear, we keep going down the road, we're going down. We are going to end up in a physical and violent civil war. I believe that. Because I think people are going to crack and break.
You said, you know, they hate Biden so much, but what is there to like about Biden? I'm not being even a smartass in this case, but what is there to like about
him? I thought you were trying to be like Joy Behar, you know, when she was saying, you know, why don't they like him? He's done this, he's done that, he's done this. The only reason they wouldn't be able to like him is because he's old. Like, really?
No.
You think that's it?
You know what? I know plenty of 80-year-olds that are with it and totally know what's going on. He's not one of them. No, he's a liar. He's a bully. He's corrupt. He's not very smart. All the things he's done, quote unquote, have been to help destroy this country. Half of the stuff they've done hasn't even kicked in. I mean, we're talking gas stoves they want to get rid of. They want all electric cars or manufacturers to all be building electric cars by, 2033 or something ridiculous? Yep. Meanwhile, he's screwing our energy, so we wouldn't even have enough energy to charge all those cars, as you know, because you live in California, and they sometimes ask y'all to not charge your cars because they don't have enough on the grid. So, no, Biden has done nothing. Biden is the worst president in history, not just modern history, in history. He's worse than FDR, who was the worst, who had that for all of history previously. Biden is the worst. 100%.
Yep.
It's disgusting. I don't know why anyone would support him. Personally, I don't think he's going to be the candidate. I think they're going to get rid of him.
Like I said to you, I think what's going to end up happening is he's going to, quote, unquote, resign because of health issues.
Yeah.
You know? And, and then Harris will pardon them all. She'll have to do about 200 pardons. She'll have to sign for all those people involved. But I can see it. I want to come back to this. So, you know, there was also another Gold Star family there. And the mom was there. And she was sobbing through her whole testimony. And she said, you guys, or this administration, lied to me all through this. She said, from the time my son landed there and was telling us that there was something wrong with this whole setup, she said her son was concerned about the, you know, looked like what was going to happen with this withdrawal, because it almost, you know, happened the moment they landed. They had no leadership. They had no direction on the ground. This is what he's telling her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, again, to have Biden come out and say, you know, we planned this the best way we could. We did this. We did that. We did this. It was all a lie.
Right.
You know? She said, she went on to say that she said she was told to her face that he died on impact. She found out from witnesses that that wasn't true. That they lied to her also about how long it took for this to go down and everything that went on with the boy. So it's almost like I hear what you're saying about the industrial complex, but this group, this administration puts them to shame.
Yeah, no. I'm not just saying it's not just that. I'm just saying in general that's the military-industrial complex. No, Biden, these people...
Tell me on the other side of the break. Hold that anger and tell me on the other side of the break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Moran right when we come back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
Thursday news update. Ukraine is holding a Russian informant under custody for a suspected scheme to assassinate President Zelensky.
The detained woman has been interrogated in relation to her involvement in gathering intelligence about Zelensky's imminent travel plans. According to Ukraine's Secret Service, the informant sought to obtain his itinerary to share with Russian authorities. This development aligns with Ukraine's ongoing efforts to combat traitorous activities within its country. I'm John Schaefer.
Wall Street closing Monday with stocks higher. This comes as investors have a busy week ahead with more earnings reports and inflation readings. Later on this week, last month's producer and consumer price indexes will be released and give traders a feel on the status of the economy. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 407 points. The NASDAQ gained 85 points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Jew.
Jew?
Jew. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Go with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Road Show. 855-732-5563. Let me bring her back on. You know, always enjoy when Kimberly Marin joins me on the show. She definitely has a passion for this, a love for this country, and a passion for the, to make sure she speaks out on these yo-hos. I don't even know what to call them. I don't have a clean name I can use.
You will 100% get kicked off the air if I call them on the radio when I call them out loud.
You know, you were talking about the industrial complex. You were talking about what was going on with these people. You can continue on unless you forgot.
Remember, and I said at the beginning, to the left, the ends justify the means. They could care less. The means justify whatever. They could care less. If you have to die, you have to die. Babies, children, kids, women, they don't care. That's how the left rolls. That's how all leftist movements work.
Yeah.
I mean, 150 million were killed in the name of communism. That the Democrats here are no different.
And here in California, it's to watch them trip over themselves. Knowing that they have total control of the government here, total control of the House, you know, the Senate, everything here. They have a supermajority in the state, by the way. So, even if they pass something and Newsom decides he's going to veto it, they can still get it through if they want it.
Right.
So, but to listen to them trip over each other to try to make sense, you know, we've lost almost a third of our ability to create energy because of natural gas and you know, where they've shut down some of these natural gas plants. They're deconstructing, I want to make sure I get that right, they're deconstructing 5 dams in the state. There's no reason for it. If we're having water issues or we're catching water that's coming down from the mountains, why would you decommission or tear them apart that holds water?
Why would I don't understand? They're always complaining about droughts. They're complaining about water issues. You're going to take a shower. It's only going to be 5 minutes. We're going to time you. You can't wash your car. You can't. You can only, what was it last year? Was it you could only, you couldn't do laundry or something? Or was it AC? I forget. California dug their own grave. Because all this stuff that's happening, all the bad things that happen are thanks to Democrats and people like Newsom, who I think is the devil incarnate. It looks like it.
Look, they're trying to get rid of natural gas stoves, natural gas this, natural gas that. They want the stoves to be electric. They want the water heaters to be electric. They want you to go all electric, including your cars, including your little gas-powered garden tools. Yet where we're at today, when only, I don't know what it is, I think it's 5% or 6% of Californians own electric cars. Where we're sitting today, our grid can't handle the power demand. Okay, so.
Exactly, and that's with not any meeting, not any of their demands.
Yeah.
Not any of Man Bear Pig's demands.
They were talking about carbon credits again and mileage taxes to slow you down and. They're doing it for two reasons. They say, the mileage tax will keep you from driving as much. And, I'm thinking, what is it with you people? And what is a car? I always joked about this. What is a carbon tax? Show me someplace where we've cleaned the carbon out of the air or whatever in a city. I keep asking, what is it? What does it do? And they don't even know. What they don't understand is, people in general, is it's not like you pay a carbon tax once a year one of these places. But The amount of carbon taxes that are paid for you to get anything to your food to your table, right? The farmer pays a carbon tax to take his crop to the processor. The truck that picks it up to take it to the grocery store, they pay a carbon tax, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then those are usually, warehouses, distribution warehouses. And now the trucks pick it up, which are usually, independent drivers. They're picking up stuff to deliver to the grocery store. And they're paying a carbon tax. The Dems are just not, they're either extremely evil or they're not intelligent enough to understand this is not
extremely
happening.
Evil. Oh, some of them are dumb, and a lot of the supporters are dumb.
Sheila Jackson Lee comes to mind when you say that, but go ahead.
Hello, thank you. Hank Johnson, Guam might tip over. A lot of their supporters are dumb because they just believe it. They believe junk science. They don't do any research. They don't critically think, even when you show them information. But the people pushing all this, those people are evil. They are evil. They absolutely hate America. These are the same people that are letting millions of illegals in. Did you know leprosy's back, Joe?
Oh, I saw that in New York.
Yeah, thanks to illegals.
Yep.
Oh, it's in Florida. Somebody's like, in Florida. Oh, my God. This is how dumb Democrats are.
Oh, that's right, too. You're right.
Somebody said to me yesterday, Florida's not. I said, thank Joe Biden for his open borders. Florida's not near the border. I'm like, oh, my God. Help me. Please, dear Lord Almighty, help me. Please help me get through this conversation. So,
it's always fun to hear these people. They spew things. And you say, wait a minute, that's the party line, and they're too dull to even know it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It is the party line, you know?
We are honestly, seriously living in the movie Idiocracy. It's come to life, because that's how stupid everything is. But it's also bad, because it's destroying us.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see, I know you've been keeping up on some of this stuff, but did you see that the chief of the Capitol Police, the one that retired... he's talking out loud now about he was not allowed to do his job when he was asking for help. He wouldn't get it. It took them, even when the crap was hitting the fan, he couldn't get an answer what he was able to do or not able to do.
Wow.
Yeah. He spills it all. And, it was part of an interview with Tucker Carlson where some of this came out. And, now those interviews that Tucker did and some of the videos are somehow they're starting to leak out. And, it again, amazing. And I always said at some point in time, I was hoping and believing that these guys, that their patriotism, their love for this country would come forward and they're going to say, look, I can't do this anymore. This is
right.
This is a lot worse than you guys led me to believe it was going to be and all of that. But he goes down. He talks about trying to get the support he needed, that he was denied National Guard help twice, and goes and just said, I wasn't allowed to do my job. I wasn't allowed. They knew about this. He said that the Pelosi and team, they knew what was going to go down. They knew what was going to happen. It was all over, the intelligence community, and wouldn't let them do anything. And when they start screaming for help, it took 71 minutes for somebody to get back. They called for help just before 1 o'clock. So just before the crap really started hitting the fan. Took 71 minutes, for somebody to get back to them and okay a request for help.
Yes, because it was a trap for Trump.
Yep.
And his supporters, and that's why it was a total setup. That's why the CIA and the FBI or whatever, the FBI were there inciting people.
Yep.
They were doing that.
Yep.
That wasn't, I'm sure there were other, people that were doing the same type of thing, but it was the FBI who was inciting people to go, we have to rush on the Capitol. Sorry, we're not all stupid.
No, and you're seeing it happen more and more and more. I think you saw, I don't know what group it was, but if a couple of weeks ago, it wasn't a riot, there was a rally, and those, the skinhead types came in, and they knew they were FBI guys. So, they got chased out, and I thought that was fantastic. I saw the video on
it. Oh, my God, you have to send me that.
I got to find it again, but I thought it was great because it was like, no, we're not having you here. We're not putting up with this. And a bunch of the guys started yelling, those are FBI. I want you to know those are FBI guys right there.
Oh, my God.
They had the masks on. They had the hats on the whole nine yards. It was hilarious.
When we had our 2A rally earlier this year, a bunch of guys dressed in stupid gear, like they're militia type,
yes,
whatever, probably from Massachusetts, they started walking up towards to come to our rally, and they had all masks on and whatever. I said, I walked right over and I told my security guys, I'm like, come with me. And I went over and I said, nope, you do not come here and cover your face. You're not allowed. No masks allowed, because they want to come here. They make up the 2A movement look foolish. And they said, I don't know if you're Fed boys or not.
Yep.
Not happening.
Yep.
And they listen.
Good for you. Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's my rally. I do what I want.
We're going to go for a break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mancini Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room. Sending me notes during the show. As I said, you can't send me a link to a story without giving me some bullet points and or I can't read it. I've been caught too many times by you guys who think you have it together and you really don't. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me as she does every week. Always kind of kick off the week with crazy stories that nobody was really paying attention to. Kimberly, apparently last week or something, or this week, no, last week, was International Breastfeeding Week.
It was. Are we still allowed to call it breastfeeding?
I don't, maybe chest feeding now. I don't know. I don't know if they Yeah, it's the first week of August. It's always International World Breastfeeding Week. And believe it or not, they actually brought men in. So I guess, yeah, it would be Chest Feeding Week, right?
What do you mean they brought men in?
So they brought some men reported missing their pumping sessions. It was challenging to schedule them.
They were women. They were women. They weren't men. They were women playing dress up. Yeah, I don't care. I'm sorry.
I just think that they got to ruin everything. There isn't anything that they can't just muck it all up, you know, without them feeling good about it. Look at the world. What is it? The USA World Soccer Team. You know, first time get their butt. Yeah, see, I knew you'd giggle.
Screw them. You know what? Y'all should have stood up to Rapinoe. She was a scumbag. She brought you down. You let her do it. You got what you deserved. And so did she. She probably did it on purpose. She probably ended up getting paid money for that.
Yep. Well, yeah, you know, and if you think about it, usually people get all pumped up because this is your country, this is your team. We're all on the same
page. She hates our country.
And when I was going to say, in this case, they get up and you go, wait a minute, why aren't they standing? Why aren't they singing? I don't know these people. I don't want to help these people.
And we're paying. We're paying for you to run around and chase a ball and maybe score, maybe not.
Yeah, I go right back to what I always said. Stop supporting them. Stop helping them. And this will go away. You know?
Right. There needs to be consequences. I'm sorry. If you try out for a government-funded, a.k.a. taxpayer-funded, sports team that represents your country, your state, whatever, your region, you need to support that country. You need to support your country. If there's something you disagree with, which there's plenty of times people disagree with something our government is doing, that's totally fine. But in general, you have to support the country. You can't say you hate this country or you think it's whatever stupid up.
Yeah.
She said,
yeah.
Sorry.
Well, they think they're patriotic by pushing back on the country, by pushing back on the Constitution. You know, and when I talk to young people, you know, being in the position I am, I talk to some young people, and it's always funny because education has done a great job at uneducating our children about the Constitution. Fantastic job. And when I talk with them about how they can change things and how those fat, white, hateful founding fathers actually gave you, the people, a way to change the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a McDonald's form. You can't just do a drive-up and you're done. You're going to have to work it. You're going to have to get other Americans online with you.
This is the thing. So a couple reasons, because we've talked about this before. Don't ruin sports. Sports is something that everybody watches, comes together, doesn't matter what their walk in life, education, status, whatever. And don't ruin it with your politics. You already have the privilege of being in that arena. Afterwards, you can talk about all the things you want to talk about. Because you'll already have a soapbox. You know what I mean? Because you're already getting attention. But during the game, leave it be. I don't protest at work. I'd be fired.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. This is what's going on right now with all these people losing jobs and being fired. I think I was going to do the story later on, but, you know, there's a story about some of these millennials that are popping up, you know, or Gen Zers, I think, even, that, you know, they only want to work 5 days a week. All right? They only want to work 5 hours a day. I apologize.
Excuse me?
Some of them want to work those 5 hours from home. Some of them only want to work 3 days a week and not 10-hour days. 3 hours, 8-hour days with a break in the middle of the day, 3 days a week.
So they want to work part-time.
Well, they don't see it that way.
They want to work part-time and get paid full-time is what they want to do.
Yeah. You saw this happening years ago. You and I have done stories around this where it starts to creep in, where the employees start to push back on, remember Twitter and And a few of the others say, you know, we won't come back to work if you don't change this policy.
Yeah.
And Twitter changed this policy. I would have said, okay, do you guys have directions to the unemployment line? I can give them to you if you need them.
Bye.
Right. Once you start having these kids, mentally and children, deciding what's good for the company or how the company's going to operate, it's time for them to go.
Look, I'm all about getting new ideas. I'm down with that. Like, you know, a good manager, good organization wants to listen to the people, right, that work for them, because it's a team. You're one big team. And I know people are probably like, oh, God, here we go. But no, listen, it's much better if you get everybody's opinion, listen to them, and then explain why that doesn't make sense or why we can't do it. You don't have to just be, you know, blow them off, but you have to explain why that wouldn't work, because we need to actually make money. I mean, you know what I mean? Some of their ideas might be really good. I mean, when you were young, when I was young, we had ideas, right?
But making money should not be the goal. Don't you know that, Kimberly?
What do you mean?
What was Google? Do no harm? Is that their company motto or something like that? So when their employees started pushing back on them, they said, no, wait a minute. Our motto says do no harm. It doesn't say anything about profits.
So, okay. Then you got to pick the – if that's the case, then that's the company you choose. You know what I mean? Like, you have to choose what kind of company you want to work for.
Yep.
And if you believe in their – whatever their, you know, their product or their service, you believe in what they're doing. But to just randomly be like, nah, I want to work 3 days a week and I want to get paid full time for it. Yeah, no.
Huh.
That one is like, take a hike. They sound like unions.
Oh no. This is even better, because they get down to what they believe they should do or not do. And that's just for me, because, you know, little Mary over there or whatever, who's playing Johnny today, over there next to me, may have a whole different mindset as what their work day should. We
should all kind
of play along and be allowed to do what we're going to do. Now, years ago in the technology world, I worked up at Microsoft. I didn't work for Microsoft. I worked for a company that was contracted. And you'd go into the programmers' offices, and these guys would have video games or pinball machines or, you know what I'm saying? But they were in those rooms 12, 15 hours a day of their own accord.
Yeah.
And they would take a nap on their couch, or they would, you know, play some pinball for a while, then they'd go back to programming again.
Right.
You know? But that was different.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, everybody wants something. It's like, okay, we can't keep all of you happy. We can try to, you know, make as many people happy as possible, but come on.
No, it's again, when you have the inmates running the asylum, you have a problem. And that's what's going on now. It's these companies gone so woke. They're so worried about how their employees feel. I remember years back, before the pandemic, quote unquote, I had an expert on millennials on the show. And she kept saying, well, you know, businesses are just going to have to retool, rethink how they do business. I go, no, because if millennials get what they want to get, there will be no money made. If there's no money made, you can't pay the phone bills. You can't bring in new equipment. You can't have innovation.
Okay. But they are doing it, because I know a company that just gave their employees, you know, besides 5 weeks paid time off and besides 12 paid holidays already, they added 2 well-being days.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Yeah, I get 2 well-being days every week, Saturday and Sunday.
And Sunday, yeah. I was like, okay. Like, really?
What's the name of the company? I want to go to work for them.
Right.
5 weeks plus. My
5 God. Weeks paid vacation, 12 holidays, and now more than that. Wait, was it 10? I can't remember. But they just added 2, you know, well-being days, quote-unquote.
Oh, come on. All right.
I know.
Tell people where they can find you.
CreditCrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Wow. All right. I'm going to find the name of that company, people. I'll let you know what it is. And we'll all go apply there. See how that works out. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. And we're going to have a lot of fun together. Be right back.